1470 and 100.3 WMBD, the Greg and Dan Show. But this isn't Greg or Dan. No, this is Caleb. I'm the producer for the Greg and Dan Show, Caleb Kelch. And I'm here speaking with really an incredible opportunity to speak to the star himself of Dear Evan Hansen, currently playing at the Peoria Civic Center Theater throughout the rest of the weekend through June 4th. Is none other than Anthony Norman himself. Anthony, thanks so much for doing this. We really appreciate it. How are you today?
Oh, thanks for having me, Caleb. I'm doing great. Peoria's been really, really good to us, and it's really cool to be home, kind of. You know, I went to school at Millikan University in Decatur, so not too far. So it feels like sort of like a homecoming.
I bet. And that actually leads me to our connection. I kind of teased to you before we started this interview here. I actually went to Millikan as well.
Oh, my goodness. What did you study?
I studied music and communication.
That's fantastic. That's awesome.
You're a class of 2015, correct?
Yes.
Yes, I was class of 21, so a few years after you, so we never crossed paths, but I found out that you were a Millikan alum, and I had the opportunity to speak with you, and so I'm really glad that we were able to share that. I hope that you look back at your time at Millikan fondly.
I sure do. I owe a lot to that school. They really kind of just gave me everything that I needed to get started, and, you know, further than that. So I really do look at it fondly, and I really do owe them a lot.
That's great. It is a great school, and especially for theater. For those of you that don't know, Millikan University in Decatur, Illinois, is one of the top rated schools for theater departments in the United States, and especially in the Midwest. And so, Anthony, that's really cool that we share that connection, and go Big Blue. But let's talk about Dear Evan Hansen. This show is a Tony Award-winning musical. This show has been on the map for quite some time and has also recently been made into a motion picture film starring Ben Platt. So when it came to the process of auditioning and everything, what was going through your mind? Did you feel like you, What interested you in this, I guess, in the show? And then also, once you heard that you found out the role, that you got the role, what was your kind of your thought process?
I mean, I never thought I was right for this show. I never thought I just thought my time had passed. You know, I thought I was too old, or that I looked too old, or just wasn't vocally right for it anymore. Just in general, you know, never thought I was really right for it. And then, you know, so I went into the audition and fully feeling like this really isn't my gig. And then as soon as I got in the room, I was wrong. Everything just clicked immediately. And it was just one of those really beautiful moments of like lightning in a bottle, and just everything was correct. And, and then when I got the part, it just, I still think about it to this day, and I don't really, it's so overwhelming that I really can't really comprehend it.
I bet that, you know, it's one of those very surreal moments, but at the same time, it's one of those moments that you've spent your whole life, your whole career dedicated to, right?
Totally.
Well, congrats, and this is great, and I know a lot of people who have already seen the show in Peoria, and I hope that more of you will as well, as you continue to have a few more shows, actually, until June 4th. You're in town from Tuesday, May 30th, until June 4th. So you've already been in town for the past few days. As you said, you've really enjoyed Peoria so far. It's great to have you. I think that's one of the really bright spots about this city and this town, is being able to have a national tour like Dear Evan Hansen, be here not for one show or two, but for several days, to be able to immerse yourself in this city. How does that feel, not only for Peoria, but going to from city to city, being able to immerse yourself into the community?
That's a great question. It's very hard. I'm not going to lie to you. It's very hard to adjust to different cities, different climates, and different sometimes altitudes, whereas the show doesn't change at all. So, like, it's very challenging.
Yeah.
But it's also really cool and really exciting. It's a really really fun challenge to look ahead to, because it's like, how can I make my show as best as it could be with all these obstacles in the way? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It makes it exciting, but I'm not going to lie to you. It's also very exhausting and difficult.
I cannot imagine. You know, that is really interesting. You mentioned the complexities of, you have this show that is almost stagnant in a way, right? It's the same thing every single day. It doesn't change. You continue to perform the same way every single day, yet it can change just by the day based off the location, right? Where you are at, who you are performing in front of, right? You have a different audience every single time you go out there on stage. That's such a really interesting way, I guess, to look at life too. Like, we might be doing a similar thing every day, like going to the same job every day, same 9 to 5, but there's always a caveat, right? There's always something different. So it almost keeps you on your toes and everything. I really like how you kind of hinted at that. That's really interesting. So with the show, what's something that you really hope viewers are able to, perceive from?
I just hope viewers who have seen it, you know, audience members who have seen the show before, first of all, come in with an open mind and know that our company brings something completely different to what they may have seen or what they may have come in expecting. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, I hope that people, at least one person in the audience, realizes that they are not alone. If they are feeling any sort of way that Evan might be feeling, you know, isolated, like they can't seem to fit in any sort of way, emotionally, physically. I really want someone to go, oh, I had no idea someone felt like that.
You know, in today's age, mental health is such a huge topic, right? And I think we are really at the precipice of it being such a worldwide, everyday, everybody connection to it. You know, you may not personally feel such, but there's a good chance you could know someone who is affected by mental health. And I think the whole storyline of Dear Evan Hansen is not only a great way to really get that message out there to the public, but also allow people to maybe relate or to allow people to understand where others are coming from.
Exactly.
Well, Anthony, it's been really great to talk to you. Thanks so much for allowing us to do this. Before I do let you go, though, I checked out your website, anthonyjnorman.com, and I noticed that you have an upcoming EP. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
When might, or are we able to know when that might be coming out?
It's still TBD, but when I have updates, it'll be on my website, and I will let everyone know. So stay tuned.
Terrific. I checked out some of your music that you had uploaded on your website, and I really enjoyed it. I loved your rendition of Tenerife Sea by Ed Sheeran, one of my favorites.
Oh, that was great. Thank you.
And I really liked your original song, Brooklyn Lullaby, as well. That was very moving. So that's really cool. Well, Anthony, thanks again for your time here talking to us. Really appreciate it. Of course, don't forget, you can still have the opportunities to check out Dear Evan Hansen at the Peoria Civic Center Theater from June 2nd through June 4th, an 8 p.m. showing on Friday, June 2nd, Saturday, June 3rd at 2 and 8 p.m., and of course, Sunday, June 4th at 1 and 6:30. You can find tickets. They can be purchased at the PeoriaCivicCenter.com, at the Toyota box office, which is open Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., at BroadwayInPeoria.com, or even via Ticketmaster. Don't forget, the Civic Center has the clear bag policy and are cashless. But this is an amazing show. Tony Award-winning musical, Dear Evan Hansen. I'm here, Caleb, the producer for The Greg and Dan Show, speaking with the star, Evan Hansen himself, Anthony Norman. Again, Anthony, thanks so much for speaking with me. Really appreciate it. And go Big Blue.
Go Big Blue, baby. Thank you so much for having me.